an inconclusive play is reason's toil. Each strong idea can use her as its tool, accepting every brief she pleads her case. Open to every thought she cannot know. The eternal advocate, seated as judge, armors in logic's invulnerable mail a thousand combatants for truth's veiled throne, and sets on a high horseback of argument to tilt forever with a wordy lance in a mock tournament where none can win. Assaying thought's values with her rigid tests, balanced she sits on wide and empty air, aloof and pure in her impartial poise. Absolute her judgments seem, but none is sure. Time cancels all her verdicts in appeal. Although, like sunbeams to our glowworm mind, her knowledge feigns to fall from a clear heaven, its rays are a lantern's lustres in the night. She throws a glittering robe on ignorance. But now is lost her ancient sovereign claim to rule mind's high realm in her absolute right, bind thought with logics forged infallible chain, or see truth nude in a bright abstract haze. A master and slave of stark phenomenon, she travels on the roads of erring sight, or looks upon a set mechanical world constructed for her by her instruments. A bullock yoked in the cart of proven fact, she drags huge knowledge bales through matter's dust to reach utility's immense bazaar. Apprentice she has grown to her old drudge, an aided sense is her seeking's arbiter. This now she uses as the assayer's stone. As if she knew not facts are husks of truth, the husks she keeps, the kernel throws aside. An ancient wisdom fades into the past. The age's faith becomes an idle tale. God passes out of the awakened thought. An old, discarded dream needed no more. Only she seeks mechanic nature's keys. interpreting stone laws inevitable. She digs into matter's hard concealing soil to unearth the processes of all things done. A loaded, huge, self-worked machine appears to her eyes' eager and admiring stare. An intricate and meaningless enginery of ordered, fateful, and unfailing chance. Ingenious and meticulous and minute, its brute, unconscious, accurate device unrolls an unerring mark, maps a sure road. It plans without thinking, acts without a will. A million purposes serves with purpose none, and builds a rational world without a mind. It has no mover, no maker, no idea. Its vast self-action toils without a cause. A lifeless energy, irresistibly driven, death's head on the body of necessity, engenders life and father's consciousness, then wonders why all was and whence it came. Our thoughts are parts of the immense machine, our ponderings but a freak of matter's law. The mystic's lore was a fancy or a blind. Of soul or spirit, we have now no need. Matter is the admirable reality, the patent, unescapable miracle, the hard truth of things, simple, eternal, soul. A suicidal rash expenditure, creating the world by a mystery of self-loss, has poured its scattered works on empty space. Late shall the self-disintegrating force contract the immense expansion it has made. Then ends this mighty and unmeaning toil. The void is left bare, vacant as before. Thus vindicated, crowned, the grand new thought explained the world and mastered all its laws, touched the dumb roots, woke veiled tremendous powers. It bound to service the unconscious jinns that sleep unused in matter's ignorant trance. All was precise, rigid, indubitable. But when on matter's rock of ages based, a whole stood up, firm and clear-cut and safe, all staggered back into a sea of doubt. This solid scheme melted in endless flux. She had met the formless power, inventor of forms. Suddenly she stumbled upon things unseen. A lightning from the undiscovered truth startled her eyes with its perplexing glare and dug a gulf between the real and known, till all her knowledge seemed an ignorance. Once more the world was made a wonder web, a magic's process in a magical space, an unintelligible miracle's depths whose source is lost in the ineffable. Once more we face the blank unknowable. In a crash of values, in a huge doom crack, in the sputter and scatter of her breaking work, she lost her clear, conserved, constructed world. A quantum dance remained, a sprawl of chance in energy's stupendous tripping whirl, a ceaseless motion in the unbounded void, invented forms without a thought or aim. Necessity and cause were shapeless ghosts. Matter was an incident in being's flow. Law but a clockwork habit of blind force. Ideals, ethics, systems had no base and soon collapsed or without sanction lived. All grew a chaos, a heave and clash and strife. Ideas warring and fierce leaped upon life. A hard compression held down anarchy, and liberty was only a phantom's name. Creation and destruction waltzed inarmed on the bosom of a torn and quaking earth. All reeled into a world of Kali's dance. Thus tumbled, sinking, sprawling in the void, clutching for props, a soil on which to stand, she only saw a thin atomic vast, the rare point, sparse substratum universe on which floats a solid world's phenomenal face. Alone a process of events was there, and nature's plastic and protean change, and strong by death to slay or to create, the riven invisible atom's omnipotent force. One chance remained, that here might be a power to liberate man from the old inadequate means and leave him sovereign of the earthly scene. for reason then might grasp the original force to drive her car upon the roads of time. All then might serve the need of the thinking race. An absolute state found orders absolute, to a standardized perfection cut all things. In society build a just, exact machine. Then science and reason, careless of the soul, could iron out a tranquil, uniform world. Aeonic seekings glut with outward truths, and a single patterned thinking force on mind, inflicting matter's logic on spirit's dreams, a reasonable animal make of man, and a symmetrical fabric of his life. This would be nature's peak on an obscure globe, the grand result of the long ages' toil, Earth's evolution crowned, her mission done. So might it be if the spirit fell asleep. Man then might rest content and live in peace, master of nature, who once her bondslave worked. The world's disorder hardening into law. If life's dire heart arose not in revolt, if God within could find no greater plan. But many visaged is the cosmic soul. A touch can alter the fixed front of fate. A sudden turn can come, a road appear. A greater mind may see a greater truth. All we may find when all the rest has failed, hid in ourselves, the key of perfect change. Ascending from the soil where creep our days, Earth's consciousness may marry with the sun, our mortal life ride on the spirit's wings. Our finite thoughts commune with the infinite.